Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul
Name
Harris.
That tune in four notes on that first one.
I didn't know what the was at the beginning.
This band has had a resurgence because of that commercial. What was that, Geico commercial?
Oh, yes.
Europe?
Where, is it the one with the really bad version of it?
Yeah. But they're in a break room or something playing this. The band is called Europe.
Yep.
Their hit.
This is a medley of their hit.
Yes.
As I always say. Hi, I'm Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us if you would like to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you've not played in the last 60 days, call me now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. You'll get your shot at some trivia categories that each hold questions. They each are worth valuable points, and if you earn enough of those points, then you will get a fabulous reward, a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have a location in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. And they have two locations. They also have a location in Florissant, and they have one at St. Peter's and 70 and 79. We're from Werenberg Theater. We have movie passes for you to see a free movie. Or you might choose tickets to see Defending the Caveman.
With our friend Kevin Burke playing right across the hall here at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza.
That's right. Also,
if you get them all right, if you get all the questions in your category correct for the full 15-point clean sweep, we add a bonus prize.
That's right, a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. Call Candice's or go to Candice's.net, rather.
Okay.
Call them.
Yeah, don't call them at Candice's. I can't find the dot on my phone.
But I'm sure you could get the phone number off of their website.
I'm sure you can. Let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Harris Challenge, where you, as the contestant, get a unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for some prearranged commercial endorsement for the big, 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 big dollars. What do you got?
I would never want to suck up to my boss.
Okay. That's the whole thing?
Yeah, don't mention your work.
Yeah, probably don't.
I won't.
In fact, now I kind of doubt your name's actually Julie. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which of the topical categories you would like to have. Led, of course, by our number one category, which is always, have you been paying attention? Category two is multiple choice week. And category three, Chuck Berry is turning 90.
Multiple choice week.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Julie. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which comedian has signed a $40 million deal to do two stand-up specials for Netflix?
Chris Rock.
It is Chris Rock. He didn't even need the multiple choice. What did a member of the Iceland Parliament do this week that made news? A, breastfed her baby while making a speech. B, propose a bill making marijuana free for everyone. Or C, claim she's having an affair with Brad Pitt.
Oh, I'll say A.
She did breastfeed her baby while making a speech. Question three. Which country has to change its GPS coordinates because it has moved 5 feet in the last 20 years? Australia, Greenland, or Fiji?
Fiji.
Australia. Which performer received the most nominations this week for the American Music Awards? Justin Bieber, Rihanna, or Drake?
Rihanna.
Drake. What is the name of the Wells Fargo CEO who was forced to retire this week and will only get a $134 million golden parachute? Was it Trump? Drumpf? Stop the music for just a second so I can pronounce this correctly. I'm just going to give you the time you need here so I can get it right. Is it Drumpf, Grumpf, or Stumpf?
I'm going to say Stumpf.
John Stumpf is the man's name.
Wow.
Yes, congratulations, Julie. Drake has 13 AMA nominations. Rihanna, 7. Bieber and Adele have 5 each. And Australia keeps moving because of plate tectonics. The last time they had to adjust their GPS coordinates was in 1994 when the continent had moved 656 feet, which meant that anytime you had to get somewhere, imagine you look at Google Maps, and it takes you to where it thinks you are, and you're off by a couple of hundred yards.
Wow.
This time, they're only moving at 5 feet. I guess the tectonics were a little calmer. Let's see how you did here, Julie. You needed 8. You got the 1, the 2, and the 5, and that's 8 points, so you win.
Yay.
Nicely done. Hang on just a second, and we'll see what you've won that you can give your boss to make up for today.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do we have a Julie that works here?
Here's our next contestant. Hi, Hank.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Just fine, thanks. Want to plug something?
Shout out to my wife and our newborn baby, Penny.
What's your wife's name?
Jenny.
Jenny and Penny.
Jenny and Penny.
All right, Hank. Here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? Chuck Berry is turning 90. Or you can have our new third category, dead but still making money.
Let's do dead but still making money.
All right. This is according to the new issue of Forbes, which lists the income of dead celebrities. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which pop star who died in 2009 and whose sister Janet just announced she's pregnant at 50 brought in $825 million this year?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Who died in 1991 but still made $20 million this year from children's books, including the posthumous release, What Pet Should I Get?
Dr. Seuss.
That's correct. Which of these dead musicians made more money this year? Prince, Elvis, or Bob Marley?
Prince.
Elvis. Which rocker who released his final album, Black Star, 2 days before his death in January, earned $10.5 million this year?
Pass.
Which actress who won an Oscar in 1967 for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf died in 2011 but still made $8 million this year from her perfumes like White Diamonds?
Bette Midler.
Liz Taylor. Who's the rocker who released Black Star 2 days before his death in January and made $10 million this year? It is David Bowie.
Gotcha.
By the way, Elvis made $27 million this year. Prince, posthumously, $25 million. And Bob Marley, $21 million. Hank, you got the 1, you got the 2, and then the wheels kind of came off the bus, so you only got yourself 3 points. And as you know, when you don't win on the Harris Challenge, you get punished. This week, we're going to turn to the newest Nobel Prize winner for literature.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Dylan. That's how you win the Nobel Prize.
This old man, yeah. He played too. He played knick-knack on my shoe with a knick-knack. Paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man came a rolling home.
I don't know if you heard this yesterday after it was announced. Bob Dylan had this to say about winning the Nobel Prize for Literature, the first American to do so since Toni Morrison in 1993. Bob?
I don't understand what he did.
That is
wow.
Prize-winning stuff.
Did he write This Old Man? Is that one of his pieces?
No, but after performing at Oldapalooza this week, it fits, doesn't it?
It was an old lady lived in a shoe.
Here's our third contestant for the challenge today. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We appreciate that. Want to plug something?
Yeah, say hello to my wife, Kama, and kids, can't keep them all straight, Sienna, Micheline, Shadrach, and Kai.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Chuck Berry is turning 90. Or our new third category, no, really, have you been paying attention?
Let's do the first, have you been paying attention?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is losing his job at the Today Show because of a 2005 conversation with Donald Trump?
Matt Lauer.
Billy Bush. What color was the sweater Ken Bone wore during his nationally televised appearance Sunday?
Red.
Right. A new executive order from President Obama means you can now bring into the U.S. rum and cigars made in what country?
Cuba.
Correct. Which Catholic school is embroiled in litigation with Kirkwood over the use of lights and a sound system in its athletic fields?
It's got to be pass. I'll come back to that one.
What was known as the only living thing visible from space until its obituary was published this week?
I would have said the Great Wall of China.
Living.
Still would have said the Great Wall of China.
You want to go back to the Catholic school?
Yeah, sure.
Embroiled in litigation with Kirkwood, what is it?
It's, I can picture it.
It's Vianney.
Vianney, that's right.
And the only living thing visible from space? Well, let me read you the headline of an obituary written by Rowan Jacobson for Outside Magazine. Quote, "The Great Barrier Reef of Australia passed away in 2016 after a long illness. It was 25 million years old." Wow. Steve, you got yourself the 2 and the 3. One last thing I want to just say about Ken Bone. We talked about him earlier in the show, and I just want to add one more thing. How is he still undecided?
Yeah.
What are you waiting for at this point that you're going to get in the next 25 days? I don't know. So let's see how you did here, Steve. You got the 2 for his red sweater and 3 for Cuba, but that's only 5 points. You know what? Let's not go back to This Old Man with Bob Dylan. Let's go to something else by the Nobel Prize winner. Maybe something with a holiday theme. Polka music.
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white. Who goes round on special night? Santa goes round on special night. Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
People are going to think we're making this up.
Who wears boots and suit of red? Santa wears boots and suit of red. Who wears a long cap on his head? Santa wears a long cap on his head. Cap on red and suit of red. Special night, beard that's white.
There's your Nobel Prize winner for literature and the runner-up, our harmonica genius, Dan Strauss.
Man,
ladies and gentlemen.
Love that.
Nicely done. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Right on.
Thank you, Steve. Well, here's our fourth contestant today. Hi, Mark.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
We're doing fine.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to do the whole thing like this. Is that okay?
No.
All right, fine.
You want to plug something?
Yeah, let's just say happy. I hope everybody has a great and happy weekend.
Thank you. Which category would you like? Chuck Berry is turning 90. Or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
No, really. Have you been paying attention?
All right, Mark, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a new survey from the American Psychological Association, what are more than half of U.S. adults stressed out about?
Work.
The election. Which baseball team won its first playoff series in history that didn't have Vin Scully in the broadcast booth?
The Dodgers.
Correct. What is the model of phone Samsung has recalled because even the replacements have been exploding or igniting?
The 7.
Be more specific.
The Note 7.
There you go. Which food chain is selling French fries in Japan that are drizzled with pumpkin and chocolate sauces?
I'm going to guess McDonald's.
Correct. Which iconic sports car did Ford stop making for a week at its factory in Michigan because sales have declined 32%?
Mustang.
It is. The workers, however, I give Ford credit, the workers didn't have to work, but they did get paid for this week, and they will be back on the job making Mustangs on Monday. Mark, you got them all except that one-pointer, so 14 points. Congratulations. You're a winner. Hang on, and Dan will tell you about your prizes.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. And here's our final contestant today. Hi, Chrissy.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
Hi to my 92-year-old mom and dad.
You want to say their names?
Vince and Jean.
Okay. Your category, Chrissy, is Chuck Berry is turning 90. This Tuesday will be Chuck's 90th birthday. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where did Taylor Hackford film the concert for Chuck's 60th birthday that was used in his movie Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll?
Blueberry Hill.
Fox Theater. Which Chuck Berry song is the only tune included on the Golden Record that went into space on board the Voyager spacecraft?
I don't know.
All right, we'll pass. What was Chuck Berry's only single to hit number one on the Billboard charts? Was it Maybelline, No Particular Place to Go, or My Ding-a-Ling?
My Ding-a-Ling.
Correct. Which president invited Chuck Berry to perform at the White House? Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, or Bill Clinton?
Clinton.
Jimmy Carter. Which of these once led the backup band for a Chuck Berry concert in 1973? Paul Schaefer, Bruce Springsteen, or Barry Manilow?
Schaefer.
Bruce Springsteen. What's that Chuck Berry song that's the only rocker on board the Voyager spacecraft? Arguably his most famous song, Johnny B. Good. It was Jimmy Carter that had Berry perform at the White House June 1st, 1979. And Bruce Springsteen, in that movie Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, which is, by the way, one of the great rock and roll documentaries of all time, which was done for Chuck's 60th birthday 30 years ago, Springsteen tells a story about when his career hadn't really taken off yet, and he was just the guy in charge of a local band, and Chuck Berry was coming through town, and Chuck would not have a band with him. He would just work with whatever local band was there. So Bruce and his band are there. They're backstage. They're waiting, and it's 5 minutes before showtime, and the door opens, and Chuck Berry comes in, and he goes to the promoter's office and gets paid in advance, and then comes out, and he's heading for the stage, and Bruce introduces himself to him and says, "Hi, Mr. Berry, we're the band that's going to be playing with you tonight. All right, boys, let's go." And Bruce says, "Hold on just a second. What songs are we going to be playing tonight? We haven't rehearsed at all. What are we playing?" And Chuck says, "We're playing Chuck Berry songs. Let's go." And they go on the stage, and he just shouts out a song, and they start into it. Sometimes he doesn't even shout out a song. He just plays it in there to play along.
They're all blues riff and B. That's it.
That's it. You know it. All right, let's see how you did here. You got yourself 3 points for My Ding-a-Ling. Mm-hmm. Leave it alone, Dan.
Literally.
Yes. And unfortunately, that's all. So I am going to have to punish you as well. I think I'm still in the holiday spirit.
Okay.
With our Nobel Prize winner for literature. Let's hear it.
Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Cherry nose. Get on it. See that's red. Professional night. Give that's right. Musty Santa. Musty Santa. Musty Santa. Santa Claus.
Okay, that's enough. That's all. That's really more than we needed. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. You can catch up with past editions of the challenge that you may have missed by going to my website, harrisonline.com.